All right, folks, good evening and welcome to the second episode of The Talk of Shame with the Dean's List Delinquents. As always, my name is Tim Triplett, and to the right of me is my wonderful co-host and avid downhill skier, Brent Ponikvar. Brent, how are we doing tonight, buddy?
I am doing amazing. You know, it feels great to be back in the studio. Got another great episode planned for you folks. Can't wait.
Packed full of content tonight. Our special guest will be Kyle Barrett, starting quarterback of the Wilmington College Quaker football team. Now, I just want to give a big shout out to all our listeners right now. I don't think that first show could have gone any better. Great feedback, fantastic interaction from the fans on Twitter.
Loved it.
Fantastic. How'd you feel about it, Brent?
You know, I went into that show a little nervous, and I came out so excited.
Oh, totally.
I was just excited to hear how the listeners reacted, mm-hmm. and everything I got back, all the feedback, was that it was great, mm-hmm. and I just hope that we can keep that up for you guys.
Oh, for sure. You know, we want to come at you week after week with plenty of content. Once again, I want to remind everyone to go, if you haven't already, follow us on Twitter at The Talk of Shame WC, and that is where you'll send in your Twitter questions, stuff like that. You know, keep up with who our next guest is going to be, you know, reminders of when the show's starting. Obviously, we're on the same schedule, 8 to 9 every Tuesday and Thursday.
Of course.
Hey, coming to you live once again here from the RCC on the Wilmington College campus. The studio setup here is fantastic, as we talked about last week.
Couldn't ask for better.
I'm surprised. You know, it's a smaller school. I didn't think it'd have, you know, something this intricate, this, you know, this kind of equipment. It's fantastic, honestly.
With this equipment, we're able to bring you the best that we possibly can, and I'm just so excited that we can do that for you.
Oh, fantastic. You know,
fantastic.
Hey, once again, tonight's show is brought to you by Rod's Capricorn Inn Restaurant. Big Rod's guys, both me and Brent.
Huge Rod's guys.
Ginormous Rod's guys. You know, just, we haven't been back to Rod's yet. We went the first time, had a great time. You know, old Nicholas Moore, big friend of the pod right there, invited us. And we had a great time. We got to go back sometime, Brent.
I 100% need to go back.
Oh, big time. You know, I got to tackle that double Rod's burger.
100%. Double Rod's burger, mm-hmm. coming my way.
Those loaded fries, I didn't get any, but they looked fantastic.
100% looked fantastic. No, absolutely. I need them all.
They look like...
Every single one of them.
They look like they taste amazing, but don't feel that great coming out, if you know what I mean. So, hey, but that's when you know that's some good food, you know what I'm saying?
That's when you put the TP in the freezer, Tim.
Just put a little water on it, put it in the freezer, and you're feeling good the rest of the night. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Brent and I are sitting here with former OAC Player of the Week a couple weeks ago and starting quarterback for the Wilmington College Quakers, Kyle Barrett. Kyle, buddy, how you feeling tonight, man?
Man, I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
a pleasure. It is a pleasure.
The pleasure's all ours, my guy. Now, KB, when did you start playing quarterback? Had you always been a quarterback? Did you play any other positions, anything like that?
I've never came across a playing any position. Actually, I started playing quarterback when I was 4 years old.
Really?
So being 20 now,
mm-hmm. That's, I what, mean, 16 years?
Yeah.
Is my math correct there?
Yeah, 16 years.
That is a while.
That is
a long time.
That is a long time.
To be playing QB.
I've never played any other position.
Nothing at all.
Really?
Nothing.
Like you weren't like Pee Wee football playing wide receiver.
Yeah. No, I've never went two ways, just QB.
Wow. That's
admirable. Now here's an interesting one. How many times have you not been the starter? Have you always been the starter?
So I've started when I was younger in little league, but when it got to high school, mm-hmm. I was backup. So
when you were a freshman?
Freshman, all the way through until my senior year. Okay. My junior year, my sophomore year, actually, we had a school where they closed and we combined schools and their quarterback came and I still was playing backup. Okay. But, you know, I didn't mind it, kept competing. And when the time came and opportunity came, I grasped it and 4 years in a row became city champs, went to the playoffs every year in regional finals and semifinals. So,
Yeah, and that city league's hard to get out of, too. So yeah. I know a thing or two about that for sure. Yeah,
there we go, KB. Yeah. I love it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with backup now, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. Most definitely. We got one of the best backups here in Wilmington College.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, Brett? You're the backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When did that happen?
Today. I'm kidding.
Did I miss the memo?
I can't throw the football more than 10 yards accurately.
that's pretty rough.
Yeah. 10 yards? Maybe like 20.
I hope you can at least get it to 20.
I can throw the ball. You're a spry young man. No.
Yes, you are a spry young man. You can't get it 20?
Not that accurately. Maybe like 25.
Well, as long as it's accurate and, you know, you can get the ball out. I mean, hey.
There's a reason I've never played pitcher, quarterback, nothing. Nope.
Point guard? Did you play a little point guard in basketball?
Never
played
basketball.
Brent, did you play anybody? No. You never played basketball?
No. You only played football?
Baseball, soccer, football, and track.
You're a big track guy, big track star, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Track was my thing.
This dude's a burner.
Track guy is a love and hate thing at the same time. Like, you love to run, but you also hate to run.
Oh, yeah.
I ran a little bit of track back in my day.
What'd you run? What event did you run?
Oh, 400, mm-hmm. 800.
Because of them long legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tried hurdles one time, and I fell on my face.
I did the hurdles.
Brent, you ran hurdles? You're like 3 feet tall. How'd you do that?
I'm 5'9", first of all. All right? I'm sitting in a room with two people that are like 6'4 and up.
I'm 6'5 and a half.
KB's like 6'8", so...
What is the exact measurement? Like, what did it say on your physical? What's your height?
6'4", 6'4 and a half.
Okay.
But
the physical had me at 5'7",
but
so...
physical the here physical in Wilmington, it was 6'2".
Mm-hmm. My physical said 6'3", but my physical back at home, like my regular doctor, said 6'5".
And I don't think they really measured well. I think they had a little long... just a long slip and just put your back on the wall.
There was literally just 2 inches that just didn't go down the wall.
I don't think they measure those out correctly.
No, like, I don't
they
think
just
that
throw
either.
Them up there and they're yeah. like, yeah, this
like
is
the thing
with
Steak and Shake. Like, oh, look, Mom, I'm 5'2" now.
What are those for? Those are for like if a burglar's running out the store, they can like approximate the height or something like that. Just the.
No, I used to measure myself
when you were waiting in line, like 3 a.m. for some Steak and Shake. Yeah, they got like one server out there.
Yeah.
That's the life. Yeah. Speaking of burgers, KB, you're a Big Rods guy, right?
Big Rods guy.
Yeah.
You were there the first time we went.
He was there. Yeah, he was there. Yeah. It was a big group. Big group.
Man, I went my first time I went to Rods. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's nothing but a big deal. You know, the family pack.
Unforgettable.
That's what you go for. You go for the family pack.
You can't beat that. $20.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we were looking at when we were checking out last time.
Yeah, back in the city. Mm-hmm. You won't see type of deal back in the city. So.
No, your best bet is just spend $1 on a McChicken and get 60 of them or something like that. Yeah, that's the best shot.
Or go to Taco Bell and get that 12-pack. Mm-hmm. You know,
the Taco
Bell. Hard tacos.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Or the sliders from White Castle's.
Hey, we got a White Castle guy in here.
Yeah,
we're not starting this again.
That was a topic on last week's show. I was the only White Castle guy in here.
Oh, I'm a White Castle guy, man.
I appreciate that.
We have to go in with some sliders.
X-Nay.
Excellent. Brent says X-Nay on that.
X-Nay on the White Castle.
So when we get
the chicken
crave
rings,
pack,
big.
We might have to get the slider pack.
You ever have
me and you?
Yeah, I'm down for that, for sure.
Okay.
You get them with or without cheese?
Oh, I get them with cheese. It doesn't really matter. I enjoy
them. They're a little cheaper without the cheese. So sometimes if I'm like tight on cash, I just want some sliders real quick.
We can throw down on any
for sure.
anything.
I'm gonna be honest. Sure.
Yeah.
If you guys do that. Mm-hmm. I promise I will not help you when you two get food poisoning.
Yeah, actually, shout out to Coach Thomas, you know.
Because of food poisoning.
One of the realists. But no, one time he had a little situation. I ain't going to put his stuff out there like that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't expose people on
the
radio.
Yeah, I know,
sure.
Right?
Jesus.
You know, but that's my guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hey.
There we go, Coach T.
But shout out to Coach T, though. You know,
shout out to Coach T for food poisoning, apparently.
Nah, just shout him out, you know, shout him out.
If we're doing shout outs right now, I want to give a shout out to Corey Talmadge because
Big
I feel
out.
Bad I'm going to knock him down from number one in our fantasy league.
Ooh.
You know, Tyreek Hill's back.
Oh, snap.
And my team you know, he's number one, I'm number two. It's a battle of the best, and I'm projected to win 72%.
Is that this week's game?
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Marquise, you know, Keith, Money. Shout out to, you know, Mac.
All like I said, shout out all the bomb squad.
Yeah, the bomb squad. Shout out to the bomb squad.
Big bomb squad guys.
Sorry, I couldn't be a quarterback.
No, it's fine.
For those of you that do not know, the bomb squad is what we call ourselves. The quarterback group calls ourselves here at Wilmington. You know, because we're just out here tossing them bombs, right, KB?
Hey, well, tell me why Coach Thomas, he just texted me. Actually, it was Coach Philly and Coach Thomas that smashed on those. Went crazy. He'll tell you the story even when he's on air. But
okay. If we had the phone set up, which we unfortunately do not for a second show in a row, I'd have him call in.
But yeah, have him call in. But, you know, things is in progress.
Yeah, for sure. We're hoping to get that back here. We got to talk to our producers. Big Bass behind the glass back there.
Big Bass is hooking it up for us.
But this is an amazing job.
You think so?
Yeah.
Just our second show. I mean, we haven't shown too much. Like,
I mean, just the growth. You know, I've seen so fast.
You know, KB, you were one of the first people we came to with the idea.
Yeah, for sure. With like Jersky and you were in that first group of people we came to, for sure. That's why we had to get you two on the first couple of guest shows here.
So I feel really, really honored.
My first real question to you then is, when we first came to you with that, what was your first reaction? Like, what did you actually think? Don't hold anything back.
Hold nothing back.
Genuinely, you guys are one of the funniest group of people like I've came around. So knowing that you guys are just legit funny,
yeah,
when you guys came to talk about the radio show, man, I was like, man, this is a great idea.
When they pull it through,
this is a great idea because you guys have a great sense of humor.
I just aspire to have a personality that can make a lot of people laugh without me really like going out of my way to just like make a big joke, you know, just kind of like being myself, but also making people laugh. It's my favorite thing.
But that's very huge.
I hope that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah, that's very huge, actually. A lot of people can't just be themselves and make somebody genuinely happy. So you guys, you know, it's a great thing that you guys have that because, I mean, hey, no, but we're not onto the sentimental stuff, so next question, bro.
You're getting a little sentimental.
Yeah, man.
Is that a tear I see?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe KB, are you crying?
Oh, nah. I'll cry after the show.
Okay. Save the tears. Save the tears for 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can you say bonus content?
Live stream of Kyle Barrett crying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what great. I don't know if that would make great radio.
It wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see it.
No.
It might make good, like, television content.
ASMR Kyle Barrett crying.
Yeah, I know.
There'd just be a lot of sniffling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's with anyone, though, like, you know. But so Kyle, last night the San Francisco 49ers handled the Cleveland Browns. My goodness, was that a rough game for Baker. But the point I want to make, you're a big Ohio State guy, right? Coming from Columbus, big OSU guy. I'm from Columbus as well, obviously, but I root for what you boys call the team up north.
Yeah.
So I can't really relate to this story. How'd you feel about Nick Bosa planting the flag on Baker? Kind of a little revenge there.
I felt it. You know, when he did it, I felt it. I think he had that coming.
Yeah.
Knowing he really disrespected
the state. That's what he said, too. He's like, we were out for revenge, you know. Well, him at least, you know.
Especially he didn't play in that game because he got hurt. So, I mean, he has a lot of hostility because he's never played against them. And the opportunity that he tried to play against them, he couldn't.
Yeah.
So I knew that was coming. And I believe a lot of people still take it personal.
Yes.
Know? Oh, for sure.
Because, yeah. I mean, that's... Yes. That's huge. Ohio State is, I mean, in the center, and that's basically what we show in Ohio. So,
right. You know, obviously as a Michigan guy and a big Baker guy, I was all for it. I was, you know, laughing at it, but
yeah,
but I see that from your guys' point of view.
I happen to be one of the few Cleveland Browns fans at the time. Right.
Yeah, you guys were thrown out there for a while.
I felt it when he stabbed that flag into Ohio State. Hated it. Big OSU guy. Then he comes to Cleveland. I'm like, you know what? all is forgiven. This guy is going to come in. He, you know, he did great his first year. A little rough right now. He'll work it out, though. I was like, we're good. I love this guy.
Right.
And then Bosa does that. Man, I just don't feel like it was needed.
Did you have flashbacks?
They got to the next level. Like, leave that in the past.
Oh, that's like,
leave it.
Okay.
In the past.
Okay.
Why you got to bring it up now?
Yeah,
just old bad blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Let it die type stuff.
But at the same time,
it was hard. It was clean too.
Yeah, a lot of people just breed different. You know, they take different things in. So, knowing Nick Bosa,
I respect it.
You know,
I just personally Bosa. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
I get that. I really do. Well, next up, we have our Would You Rather question segment, the fan favorite, sponsored by Banana Boat Sunscreen. We have with us tonight Kyle Barrett. Brent, what's our first Would You Rather question for the night?
All right, KB. So here's an interesting question for you to start us off. If you were reborn in a new life, all right, would you rather be alive in the past or the future? You can't pick the present.
That's interesting.
Tough one, yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's actually a good question.
Like, would you, like, born as a baby in the future or in the past somewhere? You can choose anywhere in the past, obviously.
I would say the 90s, in the past.
Weren't you born in the 99, 90s already?
But I'm talking about the early 90s.
So, like, born in, like, 90 or 91, yeah, something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I'm very old head when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
So I like really
you would have wanted to like live through that.
I respect that. Music.
You could even say you wanted to be born in like the late 80s almost, so you'd be like a teenager for that stuff, you know. Yeah.
So
that's a good answer.
I like really old classic music, so be there, you know.
Yeah, bro, go like 85.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Be 5 years old when the 90s start.
Mm-hmm. You know, then you'd be like 10 halfway through.
And see how, you know, the original Jordans and everything mm-hmm. was cheap.
Oh yeah,
gas was mm-hmm. cheap back
I loved
then.
It.
And
gas was really sweet. Cheap,
really cheap back then.
What
so.
Are we up? What are we up to a gallon now? Like almost $3.
Nearly.
It's like $2.70. It's ridiculous.
Last week I missed up on an opportunity to where it was $2.43.
Mm. In Wilmington. Where?
Here? In Wilmington at UGF.
Really? At the UD. Okay. That's where I always get my gas there.
I was a bit hurt because I wanted to. I thought it was going to get lower, but
it went up.
Big shout out to the Wilmington UDF, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, Wilmington UDF.
It went up 270.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the next day.
Yeah, I was hurt.
Yikes.
That's not good.
Yeah. Brent, when would you want to be born? If you like reborn?
I want to go future.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like far in the future.
Really?
Yeah. Like I want to go
See, that's just so unknown.
I want to go like 1,000 years. That's why. Because like. With this question, I feel like you get to keep all your past knowledge. Like, you're reborn in a new life.
But you'd be skipping over so much. Like, you'd have to, like...
It's fine. I just had this idea. Like, I would like to know that I wanted to go to the future. Because then I would know what the past was like, right? And I'd get to experience the future like a time traveler, which you basically would be.
That's fair.
That'd be sweet.
I think I'd go back to, like, the 50s or something like that.
50s.
I feel like I'd fit in as a greaser in the 50s. I think that'd be, I think I'd work there.
You are a modern day greaser anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man, I'm wearing a white t-shirt and jeans right now, so that kind of works. But
backwards cap. Yeah.
Yeah. Backwards, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of got the hair for it too a little bit.
And the white AF ones. Yeah, greaser. That's grease.
Yeah, because greasers in the 50s wore Air Force Ones, Brent. Nice
grease.
One. Yeah, totally.
Grease.
Because those were around. What's our next question, Brent?
All right. So, KB, would you rather look 10 years old from the neck up or the neck down?
What is this?
So, basically, would you rather have your face looking like you're 10 years old or, like, have the body of a 10-year-old?
Neck up. Neck up, KB. Please say neck up. Please say neck up. If you don't say neck up, there's something wrong with you.
Of course, neck.
But like, whoa. I don't think either is a great choice. Just because you're gonna have this super tiny head on like your normal size body.
I mean, whoever.
I mean, it's not a baby's
It's
head,
a hard like, question. That's yeah. why I had to ask. I had to.
But I couldn't do neck down.
Actually, I was one.
Next question, Katie.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. Next.
Okay.
Mr. Barrett, would you rather experience the beginning of the planet or the end of the planet?
Ooh. See, that's a, like, a theological question almost, too. It depends on like how you saw the beginning. Like, I feel it.
The beginning.
The beginning. Yeah, the Why beginning. Is that?
See, I'm a big firm believer, you know, so, you know.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
So just seeing everything. How,
see how it goes in place.
Yeah.
Watch it all go down.
Yeah, like how, you know, I mean, he created, you know. Like I said, I'm a high believer.
Mm-hmm.
So see how amazing place you've created.
See how this before, place just got whipped up in yeah, 7 days.
Before, you know.
Yeah.
That's tight.
It ate the apple and, you know, everything.
See how perfect everything yeah. was. I feel that. I feel that. That's hard. Yeah.
So let me ask this then. If I change the question up a little bit, mm-hmm. right? And I say, you're not on the planet, right? You get to kind of watch from like bird's eye view.
Mm-hmm.
The entire beginning.
The beginning or the end.
And it's like, you can see, you can zoom in.
Wherever.
Zoom out.
It's like you're in spectator mode in Call of Duty or something like that.
You know, the beginning, let's say, a couple thousand. Mm. Or the end. Like, the end. When it all goes.
I wouldn't want to see the end. Still beginning.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the end of it.
Yeah. So how about you, Tim?
I think it'd kind of be interesting to see it all go down, like at the end.
That's what I want to.
I think it'll be hard.
And
like I can like Kyle said, I'm a believer as well. Like I can read about that, you know. And I guess there's writing in there too, you know, about the end too. But like,
there's watch more about it all the go beginning. Down
would kind of be dope.
There's more about the beginning, and I want to see the end. And it's not because I want it to end. Mm-hmm. It's just I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. What the actual reason is. Because mm-hmm. there's so much out there about mm-hmm. how it actually would.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to see Absolutely. What really does happen.
It's interesting.
It's very deep and theological. I like that.
It's pretty sweet.
That's pretty heavy.
That was.
Yeah, I like it.
For sure. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. Maybe.
So, KB, would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most intelligent?
Ooh. That's a good one. That's a good one. See, with Brent, you just get both.
Yeah.
There we go.
Both.
That's a big shout out for the boy, right?
These are very good questions. I would say funny.
You think you want to be the funniest guy in the room?
Funniest guy in the room.
That's fair.
Because, you know, like I said, I want to be able to make somebody laugh when they're bad days.
For sure.
And making somebody laugh on
the There's not
days.
Too many better feelings in the world than that.
That's a win.
Someone's having a bad day. You out here, you make them smile. You crack a little smile.
That's a huge win.
Shoot.
That's a win.
Shoot. That's a big dub. We're going to eat a dub.
You're going to eat a dub.
We're going to eat a dub.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Stop. Eat a dub.
Eat a dub.
Eat a dub.
Yeah, dub.
No.
What's the next one there, Brent?
Oh, boy. All right. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything that you're told?
Can you explain that a little bit, like, more?
All right, so look, you can't lie. You got to pick. You can't lie ever again. Like, it's literally
so
impossible.
So, like, even if you try, like, the
if
truth
try,
still won't come out your mouth.
The truth is going to come out. Or would you want to believe everything that someone tells you? So if I straight up told you a lie to your face right now.
Like if I looked at you and said, I am a Bengal tiger, you'd be like, dude, you're a Bengal tiger. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
I would say tell the truth.
Always tell the truth.
You gotta always tell the
truth.
Yeah,
I'd kind of feel like a chump if I walked around just believing everything someone told me.
Yeah, that you have to pick telling the
truth. Oh, absolutely.
Like the sky is yellow.
Yeah, and you'd look up at the sky and think it's yellow. You'd see blue, but you'd be like, that's yellow. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's a definite
either.
No. I'm definitely telling the truth all the time.
I mean, you're supposed to tell the truth anyway. But
yeah, for sure. But I don't think that's too much of a deviation from how we're already moving in that direction, you know. But like, yeah, like I said, I couldn't just believe everything everyone told me. Like I said, I feel like a chump. I couldn't do that.
No.
Do we have any more would you rather questions, Brent?
I have a pretty good one.
You have a good one here?
If this wants to be the ending, it can be.
Okay.
But would you rather win the lottery, right? Or live twice as long?
Win the lottery.
I feel that.
Explain.
Well, winning the lottery, seeing, like, being old, you know, like, no offense, but we're gonna, being old, you know.
It's not the greatest thing.
No. Yeah. You don't want to outlive your friends.
Yeah, and so seeing that, it'll kind of be weird seeing how the world, because as the world evolves, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to be like, man.
Yeah. It's so different than how I used to remember, you know, like when I was a kid and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the kind of questions when you get asked when like you're a kid and stuff, like what superpower do you want? Immortality, like invisibility, all that. I never picked immortality.
Like the
that'd
red
be boring.
Pill or the blue pill.
It would be
yes,
boring.
Yes. Yeah.
Red pill.
It would be boring. Yeah, way be too so boring. Boring.
Like just live forever. Like I'd be sitting there like, bro, can
yeah.
I, like no disrespect, but like, can I die?
You're like, man, I made this wrong decision. I could have money in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's fair. We want to do one more there, Brett.
All right. Here we go. All right. So, would you rather... This is going to be hard since you're a QB, so let's see.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather lose your vision or your hearing?
Uh-oh.
Tough, huh?
I would say hearing.
Yeah.
Hearing.
Has to be.
Reason why is because, I mean, vision. Or actually, no.
He's going to change his answer.
Yes.
The actually, old switcheroo.
I would want to hear.
Hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? One of my favorite movies, all-time movies, Red Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Daredevil, I meant. Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah.
Oh, my god.
He was blind, yeah, and he still kicked a fair amount of booty.
Yeah. He's very fire.
Yeah, for sure. Really? Is that your favorite superhero?
No, actually.
Who's your favorite superhero?
I don't have a favorite superhero, but if I did... Mm-hmm.
If I did. I don't have one, but if I did. I'll swing it over to Brent real quick. We'll come back to you, KB. Yeah. Brent, what's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Actually, I was just going to say that.
Spider-Man. Those are my favorite movies.
But the Spider-Man in the black suit.
Mm. The like way. Miles Morales clean. Or whatever. Yeah.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
That, clean. I don't know, because I don't know. I think I like the more evil. And
you like an anti-hero type of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because not every hero needs to be good.
That's true. 100% good. Yeah, yeah.
So it's also bad. That's
people
why
make mistakes.
That's why I also like Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Venom's good.
Venom.
Because even
you put Venom up there on your favorites.
Yeah, actually, I would too as well. Because mm-hmm. even though he was a little evil,
mm-hmm.
he still had a little sympathy in him.
Mm-hmm. For sure, he still had that soft spot.
That little soft spot.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if we're on superheroes, mm-hmm. let me ask favorite villain.
Mm.
Thanos.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's just so quotable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thanos is dope.
Thanos mm-hmm. is...
A small price to pay for salvation. He just quoted
him. He's cold-blooded.
He is.
Because I knew he was really a real...
He's a bad guy.
Really mm-hmm. a bad man. Mm-hmm. Is when he sacrificed his daughter.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he... Yeah.
Disgusting.
And, like, he was savage.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
He's gross.
Cold-blooded.
And the crazy thing is he had a soft spot for her.
Mm-hmm.
But
he did,
but he
it
saw,
was fake.
But he had to realize who he was. He had to realize who he was. So he's like, man, I got to handle business.
Yeah.
So he sacrificed her. I was sad.
He's got to achieve his goal, you know.
Achieve the goal.
For sure.
Sacrificed.
This segment is sponsored by Nike. Just do it. All right. So, are you ready for some funny, strange addiction questions, KB? I want to hear your opinion on them. Are you ready?
This show used to get wild. You ever see this show? My Strange Addictions?
No.
All right, yeah, so let me give you a little background there.
Yeah, for sure.
My Strange Addictions is a TLC TV show where they just go around and literally film the weirdest addictions that people have.
And they're like off-the-wall stuff, like just things you'd never think of.
Okay.
Like I saw this episode. This girl was addicted to eating couch cushion. Like, the cushions, the stuffing in the couch. Like she'd just open a couch cushion and just eat it. She's like, this is delicious. Like,
actually, I've seen a lady enjoy Tide.
She drank like the detergent?
Tide, like Tide Pods.
Oh, well, yeah, that was pretty viral, but like, yeah, that's, you know, it's that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just weird stuff
like
you never think
like
of, like drinking hand sanitizer or something, which I think would kill you, but.
So, KB, you ready for this first one?
Of course.
So, my man Julius here.
Julius.
Is attracted to balloons. He keeps more than 50,000 balloons in his house at
50,000?
All times. Yeah.
50,000
balloons. He's attracted to balloons. No wife, nobody in the house, him and balloons.
Like balloons, like get his gears turning. What's your take on that?
That's a little bit, you know, strange. But people enjoy that, you know.
That's fair.
So, how do you feel about balloons?
I mean, yeah, like, have you ever looked at a balloon and just been, like licked your lips and just been like, it's time to roll?
No.
I didn't think so.
Really? That's not at all.
Nothing remotely. Yeah. They even smell bad. Like, I can't smell, balloons are nasty.
Like that powder that they put on them?
Yeah.
So
especially
stick together?
When you blow them up and all that, like, you like...
Mm-mm.
He said...
And if you blow too hard, your cheeks hurt, you know? I don't like that. I don't like that. All right, so how about this one? Nicole here. She eats sticks of deodorant, like underarm deodorant, eats them. In an average month, she consumes 15 sticks of deodorant.
So, like, she just rolls up to Walmart, buys some Degree antiperspirant, and just munches.
And deodorant.
Late night snack.
That's not... That's...
Well, that's, like, here's what I want to know more about. Like, is that her only meal? Does she only ingest deodorant, like antiperspirant deodorant sticks?
It's got to be dessert. It has to be dessert.
Like, that's what I was going to say. Does she, like, have a nice, like, steak dinner and potatoes, broccoli, and then, like...
Actually, I've seen someone with a fetish to where... Or a problem where they ate toilet tissue.
Yeah, I think I saw that, too. Yeah.
You mean, like, paper? Toilet paper?
Yeah, TP.
Sheesh.
Eat it a day. Eat it like...
Like a roll?
A roll a day or something like that.
A roll a day.
Man. Yeah, a whole roll?
I mean, I guess it melts in your mouth, but like...
She loves if it's how it is.
Like some one-ply stuff. You know,
just carry it around in her purse, like yum, yum, yum.
Everywhere.
Well, instead of like... You got a roll of toilet paper in your purse instead of like a bag of trail mix or something. You get peckish and you're waiting in the line at the DMV and just munch on some toilet paper.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I definitely don't feel good about it. What's the next one, dude?
So, KB, this young lady here named Patrice.
Old Patrice.
Is
not
addicted,
a friend of the pod.
Straight addicted. To eating bricks.
Bro, how?
Like, straight carries a brick with her, chisels a little bit off, and chews away. Her teeth gotta look terrible.
Do we have, like, a picture of her smiling?
Yeah,
with teeth?
Do we
like,
have?
I really want to see that.
How old is she?
If you'd like to see, just look up, like, person with no teeth. She probably has... probably
just stock
has,
image
like,
of someone with no teeth.
Dentures.
Like
probably.
Six or seven pairs of dentures just like
she's,
on hand.
Yeah, her,
like,
you, oh, she opens her mouth and just looks like George Washington's mouth. You know, got some pig's teeth, some like wolf antlers.
That's terrible.
Wolves don't have antlers. But
All right. So our last one before we get to something else here is about our man Robert here.
Robert
has eaten 60,000 plastic newspaper bags. You know the bags that newspapers come in?
Mm-hmm.
60,000 of those. That's enough, if laid out,
to cover an entire football field. Oh, and he's gosh. Ate that much.
I'm surprised he did not choke.
Or die. Or like, die. He should be dead.
Like, you can't just...
He should.
Like, you know the chemicals that are in plastic?
And, like...
I don't. Like, that's how scary it is.
The great thing about it is when he used the bathroom. Like, how does...
See, that's my question about all these eating ones. Like, yeah. Like, does Patrice, like, only eat brick?
Like, how does he dissolve? Like, how does he eat? Like,
how does it digest?
Digest in your stomach.
They have to eat enough food where it just kind of, like, goes with it.
With it, yeah.
Ah, that's tough. A brick coming like, out your...
Here's my big question. Like, how do these guys, how do these people get into this stuff? Like did my boy Robert literally just, like... Get in the newspaper one day, and he accidentally pulled a piece off of the plastic, and it landed in his mouth somehow, and he was just like,
wow.
This is five-star dining. Like, is that what happened?
Like, it has to be. Like, how do you just look at a newspaper bag and say, yes, let me eat it?
Exactly. Like, was Patrice, like, what do you call a person that works with bricks? Like a mason worker or something like that? Like a masonist? I don't
know. Okay, now, if she made bricks mm-hmm. and she's eaten that many, mm-hmm. she should just be fired.
She's eaten the product at that point.
That is embezzlement.
That's digestion. That's what...
That is straight embezzlement.
You see her boss walking in. It's like, Patrice, are you eating the product again? And it's not like it's Wendy's where she's just munching on nuggets like while she's working the fryer.
I'm sorry,
or
it was
like
a fresh made brick, man. Like,
I couldn't resist. It looked delicious. I don't. Like, how did these things
my
start?
My man Robert here works at the newspaper bagging company. He just steals bags.
Yeah.
Here's a crate here. Here's an entire pallet. This is my meal for the next month.
I'm eating good this month.
The crazy thing about it is, mm-hmm. it probably saved good money. You know?
Yeah.
Not, no.
You fit. Get a newspaper, yeah. like, delivered every day or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know, they don't.
That's a really good take.
That's a fool off of that, and, you know, what do they need to spend their money on?
That's a really good take, actually.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win. It's a win-win in a weird way.
It is a very weird win-win. All right. On that note, we are going to head to one of our final segments here, your Twitter questions. Yes, that's right, folks. Questions you have sent in on Twitter will be asked to Kyle here in the next moments. So this segment is brought to you by the Sunrise Surf Shop in Hinckley, Ohio. Brent, do you have our first Twitter question?
Oh, I sure do.
Who does this one come from?
This question comes from the one, the only, Tanner Spradlin, as we know him, T-Sprad. All right? So it kind of goes off of what we were just talking about with the bricks, all right?
Yeah.
So, Kyle, what weighs more, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers?
Ton of feathers. Oh.
Kyle, they weigh the same. Think about the question again.
A ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
Oh, okay, that's like saying what weighs more, a pound of beef or a pound of chicken. It's both a pound, dog. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey.
We got him.
Yeah.
T-Sprad, if you're listening, we got him.
Yeah, I know T-Sprad.
We got him, boys.
After we get off the air, he's probably going to be laughing.
So we got another question coming in here. And this one is from my brother, Tyler Ponikvar, all right? So, Kyle, who is your favorite NFL player that plays right now and your favorite past player?
So two players.
So your all-time and your favorite right now.
All-time right now, if I say right now. Actually, I enjoy watching him because he's a legend. We all know T. Brady.
Heck yeah.
He's sitting right next to me, actually.
Yeah,
Tom Brady.
I know. We have Tim Brady. I know, right? We have Tim Brady.
You know, that's great you say that. Tom Brady is a huge friend of the pod, actually. Big friend of the pod.
Yeah, gotta get him on the pod.
He's really upset the phones aren't working. Actually.
Yeah, he would have called in last week. He'd have called in today. You know, we're both quarterbacks. He'd have loved to chop it up with us a little bit.
You know,
big one too.
Legacy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What is he at? Six rings now.
Right. One to a seventh.
this year. He just might. They still undefeated.
AB gone.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
AB man, is gone. We covered a little bit about AB yeah. last week, but
yeah, that man might end up being 50 and having 10 rings.
He might mess around Ooh. And do that.
That would be something.
He'd be the oldest player ever, I think. All right, this next question comes in from the one and only Coach Thomas.
Oh.
Kyle, where should you be looking on your second hitch when running trips right 52 Mozart?
Oh, second hitch. Oh, my gosh. Did he really put that in there?
He put a hint in here and just said, I know the answer. Which he said Tim knows the answer, so me.
Third step, you look at the rail. First hitch, you look at the shallow. Mm-hmm. Second hitch, you look at the sit.
Very good.
Yay.
Good job. Can we get an applause
QB
in the
one
studio?
Got the QB question oh correct. God.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's probably watching film
right now.
Yeah. He's got this on in the background for sure.
Right. Absolutely. Watch the film and like.
Or maybe he got mad you were talking trash about him earlier.
No, actually, he texted me. But, no.
So we're good.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, this next question comes from the official Kyle Barrett fan page. You have a fan page too? Our last guest, Chris Jersky, actually had a fan page as well. I didn't know you have one too.
I don't know. Like
we have some really popular guests on the show.
It's weird that somehow the questions came in from the same page.
Yeah.
Just a different name.
They changed the name up. It might have been this. That's crazy. That's really wild. You got a fan page.
I don't know who's behind the fan page.
I don't have the slightest cute clue.
That's a mystery.
We almost solved it last week.
Yeah.
Well, how we solved it last week? What was it?
Our man Chris Jersky, we had him on last week.
Yeah, we did.
He hit us with this stellar news that Ben Petrie is actually behind these fan pages. Mm. Big KB guy. Big Chris Jersky guy.
Big
a lot of questions.
Chris is a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is a part of the pod.
He might as well be like a founding father. I think he's on the Mount Rushmore.
He is
of
on
the pod.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
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 That's
so anyways,
fantastic.
We'll get to this question. Kyle, what is your opinion on the word tempo?
Wow. Tempo to me, fast pace. You know, we want to get the defense as the defense is.
Get them on their heels.
Yeah, you know, keep going. You know, we got to throw defense off their game. And I feel like tempo is something that we still, as you know, incorporate in our football, but you know, hey, we're not here to talk about football. You know, I'm trying to enjoy myself.
We can sprinkle it in a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
we can.
We all play football here. Might as well sprinkle it in a little bit.
But yeah. I like to be a student. You know, be normal.
Right? I get that. Yeah, for sure. Now we'll move to the next question. Here comes from your son, actually, Marquise Lassiter.
Hey,
he says, admit it. That in the 2017 season, Beechcroft cheated Eastmore in the playoffs. Is that true?
Actually, no.
It's not true.
No, let me tell you the story. Sprained my ankle in the beginning of the game. You know, I didn't play all the way until the fourth quarter. And it was 4:25.
Mm-hmm.
After that, scored the winning touchdown. It was 4th and goal. I was limping. I was passing. Limping. No blitz.
Mm-hmm.
No nothing. Nobody was open. I scrambled, limping. I made one man miss.
Oh.
And I dove in the end zone, slammed the ball in the end zone like the Olivet game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
Gave that guy a little shake and bake action.
Yeah, and hit the touchdown,
and
it was game over. So,
but why would he think you cheated them out of the playoffs?
I don't know.
That seems like a fair fight to me. That feels like you won it out right there.
A lot of people just hate against us.
Really?
When we're, you know, back in the city playing for Beechcroft.
The old pee and poop.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to respect us.
You know? Forced to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Being the top dogs in both conferences. Mm-hmm. You know, we took over their conference as well. So they're really our sons.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. Well, that's ironic because Keese is your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You know, but it's all love.
It is. All right. Our final question from Twitter tonight comes in from the one and only Trafford Dunn. He says, Kyle, what is your go-to cereal?
Oh.
Lots of choices there.
Lots of choices?
It's a diluted market at this point.
Yeah, but I got to go with my number one all time forever and ever, Captain Crunch.
See, that's always...
You like the Captain Crunch, huh?
I love Captain Crunch.
Captain C.
Yeah, I'm a big Captain Crunch guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy.
Brent is a CTC fan.
Yeah, I enjoy Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but also it's just, it gets soggy at the end a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's my problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm not ashamed of saying I like that. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is my second option.
That's fair. Oh, yeah. See, for my choice, I go off the board a little bit. I go Honey Smacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Retro. Yeah. I respect it.
Yeah, it's not the most popular.
Barely, but I respect it.
Yeah, it's not the most popular, but it's definitely my favorite for
it's
sure.
A decent,
actually, I think
decent cereal.
At one point in time, where they were even like up with Honey Smacks.
Really?
Right. Yeah, I think at one point in time I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went back into grocery store one day, I was seeing it. I was like, So I might have to try that. We might have to eat a bowl of cereal together.
Yeah.
Actually, how about this? We should make a line of a whole bunch of bowl of cereal boxes. And
team party. Cereal party.
Cereal party.
Cereal party.
Cereal party.
There we go.
Actually, we can have that on the radio show if you guys allow me back, for the second time.
All right, KB. It's been an honor and a pleasure tonight. We're about to wrap up the show here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, you know what, man? Thank you for being our second guest. We appreciate it.
It's an honor.
Big time. We're still getting our wheels turning here a little bit, so you helped us out big time. Had a blast with you tonight.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.